It comes with a lot of survivor's guilt from every single aspect. It really comes from even my uncle that was deported when I was 15. Really just my entire family feeling, even if they're documented or not, they still feel guilty for being able to stay in the United States and not have to go to a violence-ridden country. And so it really takes a toll on, especially with what's going on today, scared, living in fear, living uncertain that we're going to be torn apart on any given day. And so it really just, it shows, it gives us a lot of perspective on how lucky we are to still be together. And it gives us a lot of hope to be able to continue fighting together and be able to work towards staying together as a family.
Mike Butler, you're the Chief Safety Officer of Longmont. So you wear several hats, one of them being really the Chief of Police, essentially, for the Longmont Police Department.
That's correct, yes.
Why is immigration of concern to you? How does your duties in law enforcement intersect with what's happening with immigration?
Well, immigration per se is not a major concern. It's some of the residuals of immigration, and we're also dealing with some of the divisiveness and polarization as a result of what's going on politically around our country. And one of the big concerns we have, and I speak not only for myself, but I think I speak for the police officials in Boulder County who are all going to be there on Sunday, including our district attorney, our sheriff, and other police chiefs. But one of our big concerns is that this community realize and believe that they know they belong. That they're part of us, and that they're not different than us or anybody else just because they happen to have that status of immigrant. We're not concerned at all about anybody's immigration status. And so how this can play out though is that people, once they sense that they feel different or that they are they've been projected out as a problem or as a deficiency within our community, I think what that ends up happening is that they end up having this fear. And sometimes that fear can result in people not showing up or not reporting a crime or not feeling safe or comfortable in doing what they need to do to access services or not feeling maybe generally that they can be part of our community.
So in many ways, that flips the dominant narrative that undocumented immigrants are a danger to society. Instead, it seems that they are being placed in an even more vulnerable position by current rhetoric and actions around immigration by not being able to engage with law enforcement.
Yeah, or other aspects or other institutions, and frankly, just not feeling and believing that they belong to our community. And so it's important for us for them to be able to believe and feel that they do belong with the rest of us. And they are not a dangerous aspect when we look from a data perspective at what's going on from a crime perspective. The vast, vast, vast majority of crimes are committed by people who are American citizens. We don't have organized crime, or we don't have any other kinds of major concerns that have anything to do with folks who are undocumented, who don't have papers. So that's never been an issue for us.
This event that's happening on Sunday is very unique because instead of the immigrants who have written these monologues performing it themselves, which has always been the power of Do You Know Who I Am, you and your colleagues from Boulder County, the Boulder County Sheriff, the Boulder County DA, the Boulder Chief of Police, you're going to be reading those words. Now, you're going to be reading the words of Hugo Juarez. Has this been impactful in any way to read these words written by Hugo?
It has been, yes, it has been. It's been very personally impactful. Anytime you read someone's story on the order of how Hugo's story, what Hugo's story is, you can't help but be, I think, influenced and personally kind of impacted by someone's story who it's full of hope at some level, but then also full of sadness and full of some level hopelessness and helplessness around what possibilities do exist for a remarkable human being.
We'll get you to read a segment of Hugo's monologue, which is the title piece of Do You Know Who I Am? And Mike Butler, you're going to be performing this at the Derry Centre for the Arts this coming Sunday.
All right, I'm just going to kind of start in the middle of Hugo's. There's a little bit of context for this, but here we go. Well, guess what? I am not here to take advantage of you, the U.S. government, or anyone else. I am here to help those little kids that need toys to play with. I'm here to put smiles on their faces when they eat a good meal before they go to bed. I'm here to help those parents keep moving forward in life. But somehow people think I'm here so I can sell drugs, or that I'm part of a gang because I have tattoos, or that I'm out there stealing cars. Wait, is that why people turn on their alarm systems when they see me? Well, I don't have a fancy car, and I don't want to steal yours. My car is good enough. It takes me to places like my soccer games, music classes. It takes me into the woods to take pictures of birds, trees, and mountains. I would love you to see that, but when I try to show people who I am, they still see a criminal. I just get so frustrated.
You're reading his words, but you're not really speaking on behalf of him. I mean, what are you doing by reading those words?
I think I am ultimately just standing with Hugo and representing public safety, but at the same time, representing Hugo and a population and a community of people that we want to be partners with.
Anna, what does it mean to have your monologue, your story read by somebody who essentially is in a position of power around this immigration debate? You know, law enforcement, public safety officials. What is that experience like for you?
Yeah. When Kirsten proposed, our director proposed this to us, we thought that it was an amazing experience and an amazing opportunity to rebuild trust from both sides, from public safety officials to the community and from the community to public safety officials. We really want this performance to impact the public safety officials that we have coming, because we know that they are in those positions of power, and the way that they perceive and perpetuate how we see immigrants and how we see undocumented people in society is really going to affect our communities, and it's really going to affect how we live our lives, our day-to-day lives. And having really just listened to Mike Butler read some of Ugo's piece, it really felt powerful, and it felt knowing Ugo and having known Ugo for so many years, it really felt like someone, like he was being stood up for in a way, like Ugo was being advocated for, and Ugo's piece is very strong and he's a very strong leader. But it was a nice little moment there where it felt like he had someone that had his back, and that it was a public safety official that has power to really say how people are treated in the community.
Ultimately, do you both think this is going to change the community conversation? We're in a community that certainly now is supportive of immigrants insofar as, you know, the Sanctuary City movement and various different things like that. But what else needs to shift, do you think?
I still think we have a ways to go. I think we're not there yet. And I think people can talk this about this somewhat benignly or somewhat non-personally, and it's easy to do that, but when you get to meet people and you get to know people and you get to understand who they are as people, their histories, their struggles, that sense of connectedness and that sense of relationship, I think, is where we all can do a lot better. And so while we can talk about these things potentially even politically, or from a policy perspective, I think the relationship and connected piece is something that's still elusive for many of us.
Anna, what are your thoughts on that? What needs to change in a community that at least pays lip service to be welcoming to immigrants?
Yeah. What we talk about and what we do is very different from what we experience still, even in the community. I think there's still a lot of judgment and hate. And some of it I've seen from our Longmont City Council and how they support our community and the choices that they make. I think that there's still so much that we have to do to create a community where we all feel accepted and we all feel welcomed. But I'm very proud and happy to say that we're one of the communities that is leading that charge and really setting an example of how to start and how to make that change.